How many languages exist in the world today? This is not a very easy question to answer because it's difficult to distinguish languages from the different varieties of the same language. There are 5,000 to 6,000 languages in the world today. However, 96% of the world's population speak only 4% of those languages. Some languages have millions of speakers, and Chinese has over a billion. Other languages, however, have very few speakers. In Alaska, there's only one person left who speaks Eyak, and she's 83 years old. Many languages that people used to speak around the world have now disappeared. Students of classics still learn dead languages, such as ancient Greek and Latin, but they don't speak them in their everyday lives. Does this mean that languages which don't belong to that 4% are eventually going to die out? Probably not. In Hawaii, some people speak the local languages that used to be dead. So, in other words, there's still hope. How many languages exist in the world today? This is not a very easy question to answer because it's difficult to distinguish languages from the different varieties of the same language. There are 5,000 to 6,000 languages in the world today. However, 96% of the world's population speak only 4% of those languages. Some languages have millions of speakers, and Chinese has over a billion. Other languages, however, have very few speakers. In Alaska, there's only one person left who speaks Eyak, and she's 83 years old. Many languages that people used to speak around the world have now disappeared. Students of classics still learn dead languages, such as ancient Greek and Latin, but they don't speak them in their everyday lives. Does this mean that languages which don't belong to that 4% are eventually going to die out? Probably not. In Hawaii, some people speak the local languages that used to be dead. So, in other words, there's still hope. How many languages exist in the world today? This is not a very easy question to answer because it's difficult to distinguish languages from the different varieties of the same language. There are 5,000 to 6,000 languages in the world today. However, 96% of the world's population speak only 4% of those languages. Some languages have millions of speakers, and Chinese has over a billion. Other languages, however, have very few speakers. In Alaska, there's only one person left who speaks Eyak, and she's 83 years old. Many languages that people used to speak around the world have now disappeared. Students of classics still learn dead languages, such as ancient Greek and Latin, but they don't speak them in their everyday lives. Does this mean that languages which don't belong to that 4% are eventually going to die out? Probably not. In Hawaii, some people speak the local languages that used to be dead. So, in other words, there's still hope.